You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
The real story is that the Biden family was getting rich from business with our enemies. They were selling access to the U.S. government to China. And that is a crime. It's certainly a moral crime. As recently as 2020, Joe Biden denied that he or his family had made any money from China. Watch this.
Vice President Biden, there have been questions about the work your son has done in China and for a Ukrainian energy company when you were vice president. In retrospect, was anything about those relationships inappropriate or unethical?
Nothing was unethical. My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China. I have not had it. The only guy made money from China is this guy. He's the only one. Nobody else has made money from China.
So you spend so much time noting Joe Biden's creeping senility that you can overlook the fact that in his lucid moments, he's a liar, just flat out liar. That's a lie. In fact, it's a lie so obvious, even the Washington Post, which has carried water for Biden since the very beginning, had to correct it. According to the Washington Post, quote, over the course of 14 months, the Chinese energy conglomerate, that would be CEFC, and its executives paid $4.8 million to entities controlled by Hunter Biden and his uncle. That would be Jimmy Biden, the former nightclub owner. Are these guys experts on energy? What are they experts on? Nothing. Leveraging the U.S. government for personal profit. That's it. And it's not just CEFC that funded the Bidens. In all, Hunter Biden made more than $30 million from entities affiliated with China's communist government. Hunter Biden's biggest deal with China involved a Chinese investment fund called Bohai Harvest RST, or BHR. In December of 2013, Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew to Beijing. It was a government trip on a government plane. And that's when Hunter introduced his father to a BHR executive. Again, that's a flat-out violation of the law. You can't take Air Force Two to China to lobby on behalf of the Chinese government, your own father. Full-on crime. Now, the Bidens denied it, but Hunter eventually took a 10% stake in that company, a stake worth about $20 million. Then a Chinese company called Harvest Global wired another $5 million to another company controlled by Hunter Biden, this one called Burnham Asset Management. Guy's got more companies than your average mafia, Don. According to the Washington Free Beacon, Hunter Biden, quote, reached out directly to the firm's chairman and said the investment, and we're quoting, would be important to the Biden family. Biden family, including his dad, the vice president of the United States. So what's in it for Harvest Global? Well, per the Free Beacon, quote, Biden put together a financial proposal for Burnham to pitch to Harvest that promised, quote, Washington, D.C. access for investors. They're selling influence. Selling influence with the U.S. government, again, not to Belgium, not to Swaziland, to China, the country that has the United States in its sights. They want to displace us as the leader of the world, and they will be cruel masters if they're ever able to do that. Hunter Biden also co-founded a firm famously called Rosemont Realty. This is a good one. Rosemont Realty owns commercial buildings all over the United States. Now, a Hong Kong-based firm called Gemini Investments later snapped up Rosemont Realty. Gemini was controlled at the time by Sino-Ocean Land. That was chaired by the head of China Ocean Shipping Corporation, or COSCO. As Peter Schweitzer reported, quote, Japanese government agencies report that, quote, Chinese intelligence services are closely linked to COSCO. Well, of course they are. And that's true of all big Chinese companies. It's not like the United States. They don't have independent big businesses in China. They're all arms of the Chinese government. Now, China's president, Xi Jinping, has called COSCO, and we're quoting, the dragon's head for China. What did Hunter Biden make for doing this? About 180 grand. Now, we know about most of this because of reporting from Hunter Biden's laptop, which now everyone admits is authentic. But for more than a year, you were not allowed to talk about the story. And now maybe you understand why. It wasn't protecting the feelings of Hunter Biden's family or making fun of his drug addiction or seeing pictures of him with M&Ms stacked on his private parts. Yeah, whatever. It was about China. And that's why the media portrayed it at the time as a conspiracy theory. Watch.
When you look at this computer store owner in Delaware who allegedly received Hunter Biden's laptop, that is more in line with it when you think about somebody who's a useful idiot. That's kind of the entry point that is kind of, again, a classic indicator of the potential
Well, folks, this will be a theme in today's show. The FBI totally lying when it comes to anything that makes them look bad. We'll be right back.
7 months ago, in December of 2021, we launched the first in the three-coin founding member series, George Washington Slaying the Dragon. Then we launched the Tree of Liberty coin, and finally, the Second Amendment Come and Take It Molon Labe coin. There are only 75 coins left in the three-coin series, exclusively right now at 1776coin.com. And for the final 75 people to become founding members for this big project we're launching in the near future, you'll also get a personal signed piece of art I made of the sheepdog chasing the wolf and a personal message. It's your last chance to get all three coins at 1776coin.com. This is history happening now. InfoWars, thanks for your support, is changing the world. And this is the final 75 three-coin set exclusively available at 1776coin.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. Get everybody into stuff. This is The American Journal. You're watching us on Infowars.com or band.video. Pretty big show we have. Yeah, it's another pretty big show we have for you today. Lots of videos to get to. We are going to laugh heartily at Justin Trudeau. As it turns out, he can't go anywhere without the citizens of the country for which he is prime minister shouting horrible things at him. Poor guy. Aw. We'll laugh at that a little bit later. Talk a lot about COVID today, as well as, you know, the specter of nuclear annihilation, all coming up on today's program, as well as Jason Rink, one of the producers for the new Nick Fuentes documentary. A lot of documentaries coming out these days. Nick Fuentes, Alex's War. He'll be in studio to talk about the way that his group is being treated, including getting kicked out of their hotel in Vegas and having their reservations canceled because they think wrong. Very excited to talk to him. But first, let's begin today, as we do every day, with our daily dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Tuesday, the 12th of July, 2022. January 6th was an inside job. Yes, January 6th was an inside job. The story's from Gateway Pundit. They all lied, and we have proof. Highly sensitive DOJ January 6 documents leaked to the Gateway Pundit. FBI confidential human source infiltrated the Proud Boys, ran FBI operation on January 6, reported they were innocent. You can see the text and documents in full, and we will cover that later today. The FBI and Department of Justice continue to viciously politically persecute American citizens and terrorize the public, and now they've been caught. Shame, the story says, on the McCarthy-like January 6th Unselect Committee for abusing their power and using groups like the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers as fall guys so they can punish their political opposition. This is not the United States we were promised, but their lies are being exposed. Documents released to the Gateway Pundit contain incredible exculpatory evidence proving the Department of Justice was aware that a group of indicted Proud Boys were, in fact, innocent. And again, we'll go over this. Essentially, there was an informant named James Aaron Knowles. The informant told his handlers at the FBI that the Kansas City Proud Boy group he was infiltrating and accompanied to the Capitol on January 6th, that he had their total trust and was included in all group conversations. Not only that, but the informant also testified to the FBI that the Proud Boys planned to come to Washington, D.C. to risk their own safety to protect average Trump supporters and Antifa – or I'm sorry, to protect – average Trump supporters from Antifa attacks so that MAGA folks could enjoy the day and get back to their hotels safely. You know, the thing that Proud Boys always do and were founded to do and have never done anything but. So, yes, the Proud Boys were doing the thing that Proud Boys do, which is go and provide the human shields for the regular, you know, MAGA Americans in defense against the masked communist horde known as Antifa. Anybody who's been paying attention knows that it doesn't matter who you are. If you're a Trump supporter, you can be a family with little children. You can be elderly people with canes and walkers or in wheelchairs. Antifa will viciously and brutally attack anybody they claim is an enemy of theirs. And so the Proud Boys were formed explicitly and exactly to combat that, because the police don't stop it. In fact, the police will come up and tell the Trump supporters to go away. Oh, just go away. You better just get out of here. Antifa's gonna kick your ass if you stay around. So you better just get out of here. Meanwhile, Antifa's behind them, just like, yeah, we're gonna get you. So, you know, they formed the Proud Boys to actually combat the attacks that they were under. It's the only thing they've ever done. That's the reason of their group's existence. And of course, we actually have footage of this person with the Proud Boys infiltrating the Capitol on January 6th. We'll show you all of that, as well as talk about some of the other people, in this case, in prison for misdemeanors for their activity on January 6th and still being sent to jail for multiple months. We'll get into all of that. Meanwhile, the European Union has said that not all weapons in Ukraine are in good hands. What? Are you telling me that sending literally tens of billions of dollars of weapons into a war zone with absolutely no oversight into a country known as the most corrupt country in Europe that is replete with Nazis and domestic terrorists, you're telling me that those weapons aren't being used and activated and controlled by nuns and priests and upstanding citizens? Why, I'm shocked, I tell you. Actually, it's worse than that. We know how many weapons there are in Ukraine, and of course, not all of them are in good hands, said European Commissioner for Home Affairs Yvla Johnson. Johansson? These people announced the establishment of a support center for international security and border management in Moldova, a candidate country to join the European Union. The European Union is concerned that the scenario of the war in the former Yugoslavia will repeat itself, stressing that we still have problems with the smuggling of weapons from this region in favor of organized crime that fuels the violence of criminal networks in the European Union. So we have to prepare together from the start. Yes, folks, they are quite literally, as we said months and months and months ago, they are creating Afghanistan 2.0. They are arming groups that we will have to go to war with 20 years from now if we avoid being evaporated in a nuclear hellstorm. Meanwhile, Disclosed.tv reports people under COVID quarantine have to wear electric bracelets in order to prevent them from leaving home, Hong Kong's new health minister announces. I thought this exchange was funny on Twitter. So they say, you know, yeah, you're going to have to be tagged like a dog. You're going to have to wear a bracelet that will keep you inside the house like you're a criminal if we, you know, claim that you might potentially have something like COVID. Yeah, you will be tagged like a dog and prevented from leaving your kennel. And of course, every thinking person balks at this idea. It is a total offense to the thinking person. And so, of course, the reaction is to be expected. Show me another reputable link or website that shares this info, please. Okay, I refuse to believe that. It's too horrific. Disclosed TV is like, okay, how about AFP? How about a worldwide recognized standard bearer in the mainstream news? What now? What now? Again, it's just time and time again, this is what happens, right? There's going to be a vaccine passport. I'd like to see that. Yeah, right. Like, they get it. They get how bad it is. And so they reject it outright. Then it's shown to be true. So what happens then? What's going on in this man's mind when he's like, I don't believe that. It's too horrible for me to believe. Show me a better source. And they're like, okay, how about the AP? How about Reuters? How about New York Times? Here it is. Here's your source. And then they're just like, well, then in that case, it's fine. Then in that case, it's totally fine, and you can tag me like a dog. I'm a good citizen. Amazing. The World Economic Forum vows to buy up Dutch farmers' lands. The World Economic Forum has revealed plans to buy up land left by Dutch farmers who are being put out of business by the global elite. It really is that simple. Infiltrate the governments. Put your people in positions of power. Use that power to expropriate land from the hardworking citizens. Sell that land at an extreme discount to the people who got you the job in the first place. It's a mafia, folks, and it's really not that complicated. And finally, we have this. Biden administration to again extend the COVID public health emergency. Did you realize we are still under a COVID public health emergency? I guess it makes sense that technically we are, because routinely, to explain the horrific job they've done in absolutely everything, the Biden administration often invokes the idea that we are somehow in a crisis situation right now. It's like, excuse me, we can't afford food anymore. And they're like, well, it's a crisis situation. Well, this is a wartime economy. It's like, well, we're not at war and there is no crisis. So please stop destroying our nation. Please, for the love of God, stop it. Just stop doing what you're doing. Just leave us alone. Just go away and everything will be fine. Just stop destroying our country, please. And they're like, it's a crisis. It's a health emergency. It's a medical emergency right now. So we have to take all of your money. We have to destroy the supply lines. We have to put a muzzle on your children and maybe keep them at home so we destroy them psychologically for the rest of their lives. It's a crisis, okay? It's a crisis. So laws don't matter. Rules don't matter. Limitations don't matter. We get to do whatever the hell we want. So, of course, they're extending it. It's extremely convenient for them to do so. The U.S. government will once again extend the COVID-19 public health emergency, continuing measures that have given millions of Americans special access to health insurance and telehealth services. Yes, folks, they're extending the emergency circumstances to help you, to get you the insurance and the health care that you need. Say thank you for them declaring an emergency. It's for your benefit, and you owe them for keeping you locked down in this emergency situation for the rest of your life. There's no end in sight, folks. China just announced they're going to be in lockdown for 5 more years. So is America. We're just not announcing it yet. We'll be right back.
Everybody that's watching this needs to support Alex Jones, needs to support InfoWars and Banned.video. I know Alex doesn't like to talk about this a lot on air, but you know, the Bible says, let another mouth praise you. I'm gonna do that right now. Alex Jones has helped so many people in this industry. You guys have no idea how many people have got their first start, like Savannah Hernandez, how many people have just been put on a launch pad to outer space because of Alex Jones, including myself. I've been given so many opportunities because of this man and because of this platform, and I would probably not even be half of where I am right now if it weren't for Alex Jones even being my friend or talking to me. I mean, I've been able to be on podcasts with Alex and Joe Rogan and Timcast, the super Timcast IRL. Listen, what I'm saying is, do not take Alex Jones and Banned.video for granted, because you don't know what you have until it's gone. We need to support free speech systems right now. So go check out the store, go support their store, go support InfoWars, leave a donation right now. Don't wait until they're gone. I think it's pretty clear, Alex. I think we're seeing what we've been talking about, what you've been talking about for decades, is the fall of the Republic, this infiltration of globalism where they want to destroy any shape or form of nationalism for the American people. A few years ago, Alex, it was you. You were in the hot seat. You've been the trailblazer from the beginning. They decided to target you in InfoWars because that's what you represented. Nobody thought that they would go after Trump just as harshly. They did. They deplatformed a sitting United States president. They silenced and censored him immediately because he represented the whole populist movement. And what people need to understand, they're going to continue to do this. This is why they're going after Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, because she's a continuation of the populist movement. And you take a look at that kangaroo court, it's literally a joke. They want to literally paint anybody that wears a shirt that says 1776 or July 4th or the 4th of July or anything that's pro-Americana or freedom, they are literally going to label you as a domestic terrorist in the United States of America. It's backwards, and this is what people need to understand, because I know a lot of people sit back and they watch what happens to you, Alex. They watch what happens to Joe Rogan, these big guys, and it's like, you know what? They're probably going to make it. They're going to be fine. But what's happening is, we are all Alex Jones. We are all Joe Rogan. We are all MTG. It doesn't matter what side you find yourself on. These people just want one thing. It's power. It's power and control of your mind and your life. And people need to just set aside their political differences and see that they're literally intentionally pinning us against each other. They want to spark a civil war so they have an excuse for complete, total government overreach to control every single one of us. And at this point, Alex, that is not a conspiracy theory. That is quickly becoming reality, and we're watching it unfold. It is in the process right now. It's being installed. So I hope we don't have to continue to go down this dark path where, I don't know, Alex, is Disney just going to start pushing out open child pornography? Is that when we're going to draw the line, Alex? That's not when we draw the line. We don't draw the line when they're openly creating child porn and pushing it out and shoving it down your mouth and saying, you must accept this. If you don't, you're a bigot. That's not when we draw the line, Alex. We draw the line now, because they're opposing child grooming laws. people need to understand. They need to support people that get this stuff, especially InfoWars and Bandout Video. We don't wait until InfoWars is gone to finally wake up and say, hey, they're at the tip of the spear. Maybe we should have supported them. Where can I donate now? Oh, I'm sorry. InfoWars is gone. You cannot go to a donate button anymore. We need to support patriots that get this and that are pushing back right now. And now is the time, Alex. We cannot wait.
Trying to shut down InfoWars is like trying to snuff Paul Revere.
Welcome back to the war. Welcome back to this frontline broadcast. You live from Austin, Texas, the InfoWars headquarters, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. And it is truly a war. What the sides are is a little bit confusing. I guess, to put it simply, it's the machine versus humanity. The political, corporate, mechanized death machine known as the Great Reset versus all of us, you, me, and everyone we know. And a pretty amazing revelation was made about one of the primary battlefields of this war, the January 6th event, the burning of the Capitol building. Of course, again, we've said it a million times, but it's not actually that hard to figure out what's going on here if you just look at this from a historical perspective. It could not be more obvious that after a year of rioters being encouraged and bailed out and given political cover by the Democrats, you had one outbreak of minor violence on January 6th, a massive million-person gathering in peaceful protest, for which maybe, I don't know, 100 of them got into scuffles with police, a minor blip on the, you know, radar screen of protest or political activism in the year preceding. But in this case, it was weaponized against everybody who's anybody on the right, from Alex Jones to Steve Bannon to Roger Stone to Donald Trump himself to, of course, Stuart Rhodes and the Oath Keepers, the Proud Boys, the Walk Away movement. I mean, my God. They wrapped them all up. They just wrangled them up and threw them into prison. And they've been sitting there without trial for the last year and a half. And of course, some of them are just sitting there being, you know, psychologically tortured for the foreseeable future. But others are brought into cold, bright rooms where they're told you will go to the jail for the rest of your life unless you tell us what we want to hear, unless you tell us about the plans that you made, unless you throw your leadership or your compatriots under the bus. So easy. It's just a simple admission, something that may or may not be true. But all you have to do is say the words, and all of this goes away. All of this sword of Damocles hanging over your head, this threat of life behind bars in federal prison, where you won't be protected from the fellow inmates. In fact, we've told all the fellow inmates and the guards that you're a racist Nazi, and you'll probably be, you know, beaten daily for the next several decades, unless, of course, you just tell us what we want to hear. Again, not that complicated. It's just vicious, brutal, despotic, tyrannical, and horrific. But now we have some new updates to this. From the Gateway Pundit, they lied and we have proof. Highly sensitive DOJ January 6th document leaked to the Gateway Pundit. FBI confidential human source infiltrated the Proud Boys, ran FBI operation on January 6th, reported they were innocent. When you see the text and documents full, of course, this is only being published or talked about in the dissident right media landscape, such as the Gateway Pundit, because you have to understand something, that the media as we know it and the leftists and the liberals as we know it in this, as we know them in this country, don't actually care whether the political persecution they're carrying out is legitimate in the slightest, right? You would think that if they have actually been convinced that the Proud Boys were a part of a criminal conspiracy to overthrow the government, that this would be egg on their face and they would go, whoa, 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 there were FBI agents there. There were FBI agents helping to organize it and in all the group chats and actually telling the truth about the Proud Boys, that there was no such conspiracy. There was no organized plot in this way. Why would the FBI lie to this? They'd be mad that the FBI lied to them, and they would want to get to the truth. But see, they aren't going to report this because they don't care, because they know already that the Proud Boys are not were not a part of a criminal conspiracy. The Proud Boys were not trying to overthrow the United States government. They know all of that's not true. They're prosecuting it anyway because they're bad people that are trying to destroy this country. Not that complicated. The FBI and Department of Justice continue to viciously politically persecute American citizens and terrorize the public, but now they've been caught. Documents contain incredible exculpatory evidence proving the Department of Justice was aware that a group of indicted Proud Boys were innocent. You can find the entire dump of documents on the Gateway Pundit, also posted at Infowars.com. They include hundreds of pages of transcripts of audio-recorded interviews with an assisting United States attorney, FBI agents, and their confidential human source. The confidential human source, or CHS, infiltrated the Kansas City Proud Boy group over a year and a half before the January 6th event and kept the FBI goons informed on the group's activity. According to the source, Knowles had gained the group's total trust and was included in all group communications, meaning that if there was some sort of plan to commit violence on January 6th, the FBI could have and would have prevented it. Could have gone in and arrested the people planning it. Could have had evidence and documentation showing that there was a violence plan, that it was a premeditated act. They could have swooped in and stopped it. The reason they didn't do that is there's only two possibilities. Either there was no threat of violence, there was no plan to commit violence, so there was nothing for them to stop, or they wanted the violence to happen, and so they didn't stop it because it was more useful for them to have the violence take place and then round up the group later. It's the only two options. It's the only two reasons why they would not arrest the Proud Boys if they had an infiltrator in the group for a year and a half privy to all of their secret communications. Just so we're clear. Everybody gets this? Fantastic. The informant told his handlers at the FBI that the Kansas City Proud Boy group he was infiltrating and accompanied to the Capitol on January 6th trusted them totally, had their group communications total access. But not only that, but the informant also testified to the FBI that Proud Boys planned to come to Washington, D.C. to risk their own safety to protect the average Trump supporter from Antifa attacks so MAGA folks could enjoy the day and get back to their hotels safely. Meanwhile, the drinking fraternity, along with ex-military and law enforcement group the Oath Keepers, have become the fall guys, along with President Trump, for the entire phony insurrection. Every single Kansas City Proud Boy and other individuals that the rat reported to his handlers in the document dump are indicted and facing decades in prison, even though the FBI informant that was with them that day reported their innocence. One of the men, William Trestman, has been detained at D.C. Gitmo in pretrial detention for over a year and a half to date. A total of six people, including a woman who was pregnant at the time, are being charged with conspiracy, obstruction of an official proceeding, and aiding and abetting. This carries a maximum 20-year penalty, obstruction of law enforcement during civil disorder and aiding and abetting, threatening a federal officer, entering and remaining in a restricted building or grounds, and carrying a deadly or dangerous weapon. For background, there are currently two existing Proud Boy group indictments, the seditious conspiracy one involving Enrique Tarrio and other leaders, and the Kansas City Proud Boy indictment involving the group that the FBI informant infiltrated. The FBI plant made it clear to his bosses that the Proud Boys and their friends had no idea what they were walking into. There was no conspiracy or pre-planning to enter the Capitol, and Proud Boys helped law enforcement inside the Capitol. He reported that the members of the groups never mentioned stopping the Electoral College or certification of the election, as the FBI clearly was hoping that he would report. The agents pressed him throughout his interviews, and you can actually see the audio recording transcripts, and obviously did not like what they were hearing, as it did not fit their narrative, because they're not investigating anything. They are setting up a false flag, inside job, dissident combating mission to destroy any ability for the American people to organize an opposition to the federal government. It is that simple. We have video of this person on January 6th in the Capitol, and more videos on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at thebiopros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or thebiopros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar.
I've been flying on planes for months. Flying on a plane. This is when I knew, like, all right, this is so dangerous. Keep grandma in the basement. But you can go fly wherever you like. Now, here's the best part. I don't know if you've been flying. They get you soon as you walk in the terminal.
Make sure you wear your mask at all time. Do your part. Stay 6 foot safe.
Yeah, that, you know when that doesn't work? The minute you board that plane, everyone's like, oh. Come on, I want to get overhead space. Excuse me. We got to get on the plane. Not enough overhead space. Now you're on a plane. I'm in a tube. An enclosed tube. Okay? And then I'm sitting next to someone right here. And right here. And this person here, I know that he's about 3 bills. He's got high cholesterol. He's already huffing and puffing. I'm not used to walking from one terminal to the other. I've had the gout 3 times in the last year, but they wouldn't take me because of COVID. Doctors don't take anyone nowadays unless you're almost dead and they put you on the respirator. Yeah. So I said, I'm not dying, but I got the gout. And the mess is keeping him clean. His cheeks are out to here. Oh, let's not forget the air vent above that he's too high to...
Trust the science! Ah! I know a doctor. Facts and figures.
Then they walk up and down the aisles. It is a federal crime if we catch you with that mask below your nose. You keep it on all times or you may never fly again and you may deal with federal punishment.
She's racking up charges instead of miles.
But it's snack time, you can take them off. Oh, thank you! Thank you, science! Thank you, experts!
I get to eat with no mask on. We're so safe when we eat peanuts. Isn't this fun?
Thank God I'm safe.
But sometimes it really is the only way to illustrate what the situation is that we find ourselves in, and that is to say, what if? What if during 2020, instead of just allowing terroristic groups like Black Lives Matter to burn down small businesses and, you know, murder people in the streets, if not only the Trump administration went after these groups, but they went after the peaceful protesters as well. Not the people committing the violence, not the people helping to organize and cross state lines and fund the chaos that was happening, but also just the innocent, you know, Black Lives Matter groups that got together and said, we're going to go march and wave signs and show our solidarity with the black community. If they infiltrated those groups, then charged those groups and sent members of those peaceful protesting groups to prison for a year and a half while spreading false stories on mainstream media, demonizing those peaceful protesters. Could you even imagine? It would very rightly be seen as a severe overreach by the federal government, as a blatant and unconscionable violation of their rights as American citizens. And frankly, if Trump did that, we probably wouldn't have a country right now. But with the media's control of information and their control of the attention of the American people, they have instead pulled off this tyrannical despotism on the Proud Boys, and the American people are gleeful that they're doing this. So this informant that had infiltrated the Proud Boys, and I would be willing to bet everything I own that there are probably dozens of informants just like this in a myriad of groups that were present at the Capitol that day. This is just one group with one informant for which the information has now been leaked, but he's likely one of dozens. The informant was also sending texts to his handlers throughout the day on January 6th. The whistleblower that sent us the text message correspondent between the informant on the day of January 6th. While the informant does provide an honest assessment of the activity of the group, the videos and photos he took all day long of the group and sent back to his bosses were ultimately used to conjure up a case to present before a grand jury and indict these individuals. Tina Ryan says, quote, "The Department of Injustice has proven they will stop at nothing to crush innocent and ordinary American citizens like ants to fulfill their agenda. To them, Trump supporters are collateral damage. They will ruin lives, destroy real families, hide exculpatory evidence from the public, interfere in trials by publicizing false information about groups like the Proud Boys. It's only a matter of time before they come after you and me if we don't stand up for our fellow American citizens and demand justice." And again, if the leftists or liberals or just average American just actually valued the concept that you can go out and protest, then they too would be outraged at this ridiculous overreach by the federal government. But I guess it's politically expedient at this moment to destroy the capability of exercising your First Amendment right. I guess that's just a matter of convenience now. I mean, it's unbelievable. Because people go, "Well, I would never be a member of the Proud Boys." Well, maybe. Do you think maybe in the future, one day, you might want to show your displeasure at something the federal government is doing? Do you think at some point it might enter into your mind to simply, I don't know, stand up, wave a sign, go join a protest, exercise your rights as an American citizen? And do you realize that possibility, that right, is rapidly being taken from you, and that it doesn't matter if you're not a Proud Boy, if you're not of Antifa, I wouldn't go out and do violence, so I don't have anything to worry about. Well, neither did these people. So if you ever feel like maybe one day you might want to go out and wave a sign, just know you might end up in prison for 20 years for that if the FBI is able to convince a grand jury that you're some sort of existential threat for the Republic. And of course, that's how it has to be framed, because then it becomes, we destroy one or two families, but we're saving the Republic. But we are saving the rule of law. We're saving millions of lives by destroying these few. I mean, that's how the justification always goes, even in the terms of assassination. I mean, that's how they argue it. But let's go now to some clips of this. Clip number 12 was posted on Twitter, and it shows clips of James Aaron Knowles, the informant from the FBI in the Proud Boys, and we can roll that here. You see there he is in the background. And of course, this is speculative. This is alleged. The person who posted this video is one responsible for it, but it does look an awful lot like the picture provided by the Gateway Pundit. This was posted by Stephen Horn, who says he found five clips showing James Aaron Knowles in the Capitol building. There he is on the left at the very front of this group moving through the giant sliding door that for some reason was wide open. The giant metal locking sliding door that was open for some reason. And here he is moving a piece of furniture, I guess to block the door from closing. So, you know, again, not an observer, an active participant in January 6th, an FBI undercover infiltration agent. And you can see him there. And the helmet matches and the vest matches. And, well, you can't see his face in these videos. Everything else about it matches perfectly the photo provided by the Gateway Pundit. Here again, you see the terrorist attack. Worse than 9/11, folks. Remember 9/11? Those people like falling out of buildings for hundreds of stories. I mean, it's practically the same thing what we're seeing here. The wandering, the meandering, the strolling about of the Capitol building. My goodness, how will we ever survive? So there he is continually again at the front. He's got his phone out here, probably texting his FBI handlers. I mean, has the term rat ever applied more appropriately? The informant also confirms the authenticity of a story that the Gateway Pundit broke last week by reporting to his FBI bosses that Proud Boy leadership like Chairman Enrique Tarrio, Joseph Biggs, Ethan Nordine, and others instructed the thousands of Proud Boys underneath them to be nonviolent and defensive, not offensive, on January 6th. They were told to bring no weapons to the protest. According to the FBI infiltrator, there was no pre-planning whatsoever to go inside the Capitol by leadership. The plan was always to defend against Antifa and peacefully march with other chapters. No duh, everybody knows this. It's been obvious since the very beginning. It's just the mainstream media has the consciousness of the American citizens in its perverted, twisted grasp. Really just absolutely incredible. And the entire transcripts of the informant's full audio interviews with the DOJ and FBI have been posted at Gateway Pundit. And if the journalists in America had an honest bone in their body, they too would be reporting on this, concerned that our out-of-control domestic terror state is being turned against the American people and nonviolent protesters in order to eliminate political dissidents. It is an existential crisis for America in a very real sense, and yet they are focused entirely on aiding and abetting this activity. Let's go finally to clip number two. America's frontline doctor founder, Simone Gold, is outraged about the 60-day jail sentence she received for her role in January 6th, her peaceful participation in a mostly peaceful protest. Let's watch.
As you probably have heard by now, I was sentenced for a misdemeanor trespass with a shocking 60 days in federal prison. It's unheard of. I don't know anybody who's ever gone to prison for a misdemeanor, let alone a misdemeanor trespass, and a nonviolent mid-career female. It's unconscionable. I'm here to say that this tyranny is coming to our nation, and that we need to have every person kind of, first of all, be aware of it and speak up about it. I do feel as though conservative voices have allowed themselves to be completely silenced on the matter of January 6th defendants. It's not right. When one person loses their civil liberties illegally, then it threatens all of us. There's people like...
Now, interestingly, this video I found posted by Ron Flipowski, leftist activist on Twitter, who was celebrating this and basically laughing at this woman. So, doctor, America's frontline doctor, Simone Gold, didn't do anything violent. Misdemeanor trespass. It's what you get if you throw a ball over a fence and go into someone's yard to grab it. She'll be in jail for 2 months now. And the quislings on the left smile and go, well, maybe you shouldn't have tried to overthrow the government.
Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this made-in-America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in it, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today, and it's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
There is nothing, there is no more epitome of free speech than right here. And that's what people recognize and resonate with. And as Ward said, you're not going to find a better place for information. You might not agree with everything. You might not agree with all our perspectives, but we cover all the information. And there's nowhere else really that does it like we do here. Thank you for that, Ward. InfoWarsStore.com, by the way. The products he mentions, InfoWarsStore.com is where to get them, folks. And we do have the best supplements. I mean, just like we try our best with our news coverage and our information, we do the best with our supplements as well. I mean, look at the hair and beard support formula. Folks, this is a joke. I mean, we're giving this thing away. It's 75% off. By the way, it works for me, in case you haven't noticed. The hair and beard formula is working for me quite well, I might add. Quite well. My barber appreciates hair and beard support for men. I go and see him quite often now.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
At this point, best case scenario is a few years of hard times for us all. And if we don't turn it around soon, then it will only get worse. But as bad as things are, we still have time to prepare. And that alone is something to be grateful for. A gravity water filter will provide you with clean, healthy water, even in the event of your taps getting shut off. And having your own food will save you from getting ensnared in government FEMA camps. And if you've already stocked up enough for your own family, you might want to consider stocking up for your neighbors. Some of your neighbors might not be prepared for what's coming, but you can help them by having an abundance of storable foods and water filtration. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Stock up now at preparetoday.com.
Welcome back, folks. We still have quite a bit to talk about on today's program. COVID-19, World War, absolute manufactured collapse, as well as Klaus Schwab wanting to put a chip in your brain. Yeah, we'll get to all of it. We want your opinions on the topics. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. Phone lines now open on American Journal. Give us a call, 1-877-789-2539. We'll be taking your calls throughout the next hour. Before we welcome Jason Rink, who helped produce the new documentary about Nick Fuentes, and he's going to talk about some of the pushback he's experienced for trying to, you know, show a documentary about one of the most influential and interesting characters in American politics these days. I also want to tell you to go to InfoWarsStore.com to support everything that we do here. We're still doing the July 4th sale. I can't believe this is still going on. I thought for sure they'd cut it short since these discounts are frankly too big. That's fine. You can take advantage of them. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. It's the July 4th Super Sale, Independence Day Super Sale, 75% off plus double Patriot points on many of our products, up to 75%, I should say. To be perfectly clear, you're getting 40% off plus double Patriot points on the Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, Whole Food Multivitamin, Pollen Block, Survival Shield X2, and all of Dr. Jones's natural products, including their Coral Toothpaste, Top Brain Rocket Rest, and more. You're getting 50% off plus those double Patriot points on Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Krill Oil, Lung Cleanse Plus, Fizzy Magnesium, Prostagard, Ultimate Fish Oil, Vaso Beats Complete, plus 60% off super Female Vitality, and 75% off the Hair and Beard Support Formula. These incredible products are on sale now at InfoWarsStore.com, and they help keep us on the air. We're gonna take a break here and actually have a little bit of fun, because we're going to. Well, we're going to feel bad for one of the globalist puppets. It's so sad. See, as the Great Reset comes to fruition, as the schemes and the plans made in dark, shadowy rooms in foreign hotels over the last several decades are finally put into policy and the effects are actually felt by the citizens around the world, there is a great uprising taking place, a great awakening, a great pushback against the elite scumbags that are saddling all of humanity with this policy of destruction. And they're finding it a little bit uncomfortable to, you know, be outside now. To be around other people is not so safe anymore, at least for their egos. Justin Trudeau is apparently gallivanting around Canada like some sort of, disco cowboy. It's just He's just dressing up in costumes and running around looking unbearable, but that's what he does. That's his whole job, apparently. But unfortunately, everywhere he goes, he finds himself being assaulted verbally by the people who despise him. You know, his own citizens. People he is supposedly the democratic representative of. So we're going to take a look at a few of these videos and laugh at him. First is clip number one. It's a woman named Voice of Alexa is her name on Twitter. Mr. Trudeau, what other agreements besides the known traveler digital identity have you signed with the World Economic Forum? That's what she asks him. I tell you this because she asks in some sort of different language. Let's watch.
Monsieur Trudeau, quel autre accord avez-vous signé avec le World Economic Forum autre que le non-digital traveler identity?
Oh, and he completely ignores her, completely blocks her out. This is our democracy. We're here for you. Just don't question us ever. That's how it goes. Here is the voice Alexa once again questioning Trudeau, this time in Montreal, as he ignores this assembled crowd of protesters. Clip 21.
Bonjour, Monsieur Trudeau. Alexa pour Rebel News. Donc, Monsieur Trudeau, je vais revenir rapidement.
I will remind you what happened last night. You demonized one of rare media,
un des rares médias qui ne reçoit pas d'argent du
gouvernement. That doesn't receive money from the government.
Vous avez exprimé votre opinion.
You expressed your opinion that we are spreading misinformation.
Si c'était vrai, et si c'était le cas,
if that was the case, the federal court would not have agreed on our side to be here today.
Je suis moi-même scientifique.
This is a fact.
Et je me base sur les faits.
I'm a scientist and I base what I say on fact. This is my question. Israel is the most vaccinated country in the world.
Ils sont rendus maintenant à leur
they are now at four boosters and the double vaccinated.
Ils ne considèrent plus que ceux qui ont reçu deux doses de vaccin sont pleinement vaccinés.
Are not recognized as fully vaccinated.
Ma question est,
this is my question. Lots of Canadians don't want
Canadiens
another booster.
Ne désirent pas avoir un rappel de vaccin.
Would you remove their privileges for the vaccine passport?
Privilège relié au passeport vaccinal. Et
would you have the courtesy as Prime Minister to answer the question? He stares, or will you demonize us again? And he stares on. I made my opinion on your organization clear yesterday, and I will not be commenting on your question. Shows what kind of person you are. Thank you. Yeah, complete puppet scumbag. Again, questioning the organization that it's coming from, despite the fact that he can't point to any actual misinformation. She asks a very legitimate question, and he just says, I'm sorry, you are a wrong thinker, so I don't have to listen to you. We have deemed that you are a wrong thinker. You are a bad person, and you're a part of a bad group because you question us, so I can ignore you at will and actually feel superior for it, actually feel morally in the right, completely ignoring your objections because we've decided that because you question us, you must be hateful morons, and we can completely ignore you at the very least. Likely they have operations in place with investigators searching through Rebel News's like bank accounts to try to find some sort of unpaid, you know, dollar in taxes so they can shut the whole thing down. We are an occupied civilization, folks. It's not just America. It's Canada and the entire Western world is run by these people, if you can call them that. Let's go now to clip number 23. Trudeau gets heckled and booed.
Will you drink my hand holding a freedom flag?
Thank you. Thank you.
you had your 20 seconds. It was a pleasure.
Oh, you 20 seconds, you communist! Go, Trudeau, you're nothing but a communist pig! That's what you are! You're disgusting!
I
you should
like
resign!
You are political prisoners!
That's disgusting! Communist!
I'm telling you, wouldn't it be nicer to be ruled by Stalin? I mean, wouldn't you rather be oppressed by Adolf Hitler than Justin Trudeau? I don't know. That's just me. That's just me. I would rather, like, if you're going to have your boot on my neck, if you're going to be a tyrannical despot who completely ignores your citizens' concerns while subjecting them to, you know, medical experiments, I would prefer that you're, like, in a military uniform and, like, marching, like, you know, because then it's like, whoa, okay, this guy's real. It's this, like, what? What, say it again? Sorry, I can't hear you. And they're just like, release the political prisoners. Why are you destroying our lives? And they're like, sorry, I have to go. I have to go. I have to go now. It's just like, my God, these people. These freaking people. It's almost like they're doing it on purpose. It's almost like they're like, we're going to oppress people, but we're going to do it in the flimsiest and gayest way possible just for an extra little humiliation on top of everything else. But of course, it continues. We should. Was that clip 24? Let's go to clip 24 now. There's him in Calgary, dressed up like a cowboy. The chance of traitor meeting him, and he just continues to talk like he doesn't hear him.
And if I just keep talking, if I just keep pretending to be a cowboy, the media won't report on it, so I can just ignore it. If I don't respond, then the media won't report, and I can act like it never happened. I can ignore the concerns of the people that I'm destroying their lives. I can just ignore them because I have a cowboy hat on.
Cowboy hat. He's a drama kid. It's like we are being tyrannized by children playing dress up. Good Lord. Finally, let's go to this. This is actually back in the same place as the first clip, this restaurant where Marcel Trudeau is enjoying a lovely meal. Yeah, folks, hate to say it. Trudeau's not having a great time. Let's go to clip 27.
You preach the whole wild world about freedoms. How come freedom fighters for the convoy are still in jail?
Free Tamara.
Why? Prime Minister, any answers?
Live and reporting live here. As you can see, the Prime Minister is behind of me. I had the opposite of asking the Prime Minister questions. And obviously, the Prime Minister is such a coward, and he won't answer for the Canadian people. No answers. Shame on the Prime Minister. As a proud Canadian Jew, I'm live living, reporting in Montreal. Thank you.
Just incredible arrogance, incredible superiority. They know that the people that they oppress, you know, aren't able to fight back in any meaningful way. So they just ignore them, demonize them, sick their government dogs on them, and they get very mad that they interrupt their glass of wine on the weekend. Scumbags.
Did you know that members of our special operations units in the U.S. and other U.S. intelligence agencies are forbidden on missions from flying through international airports like Heathrow in London? You know why? They have high-powered scanning systems that literally break into all the chips and all the electronics that you have on your person or in your bags, whether it's laptops, whether it's iPads, whether it's iPhones or droids. It instantly hard scans through and steals all of that data. That's a whole nother subject. Most chips for a decade have transceivers in them that actually get energized and then ping back the code to government agencies to allow them in. So our own U.S. government, when our own intelligence operatives go through international airports, don't even let them carry electronics, or if they do, they're inside Faraday cages. We reached out several years ago to one of the main U.S. makers of Berry-compliant Faraday cages and said, we want you to make a high-quality consumer-grade system that's the same quality you're selling to the military and U.S. intelligence agencies, so we can protect ourselves in shopping malls, in our cars, because the scanners are on the highway now, and in airports and other places, not just from criminals, not just from hackers, but these government agencies that are scooping it up and putting it in databases. Whether it's contact tracers, whether it's hackers, everybody has got to start lowering their signature, and that starts by encasing your electronics in these systems. So from cell phones up to full desktop computers, we have bags for it all that are incredibly effective, exclusively available through the Redux line at InfoWarsStore.com. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the Redux line. We've got everything you need covered, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.